This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNlive.com and the website. And, of course, we also broadcast to selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. And just for good measure, we have some of the leading independent stations out there, too, that we're broadcasting on, a great cross-mixture measure that we have there, and we appreciate everybody that's carrying the show and everybody that's listening to us. Now, you can also hear us around the world on the Internet and on the satellite. On the Internet, we're streaming live on GCNlive.com, my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and many of these radio stations have got streams. You can hear us there as well, especially my Salem stations. So there you go. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, a special shout-out, especially to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheel, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the Gang, hauling the mail wherever it needs to go, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products so we can go when we need to, and you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can hear our show about being streamed on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's our website. Go over there, find out all about what it is we do, and there's links there to our guests. Kyle Warren's got a link there, Denise Simon, Frank Salvato, Kevin Wright, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who, by the way, will be on in hour number four today. You're going to want to hear what we're going to talk about with him because it's going to get downright interesting. But in the meantime, let's go on over here to our guest out of California, where he's high and dry tonight. Wasn't last night, but he is now. And his socks finally dried out. I found that out in the break. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Right. Well, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
It's nice to have dry socks, right?
That's true.
That's the one thing that used to kill us in the jungle was our feet were always wet. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, thank you very much, boys and girls. There we go. All right. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want you to know that we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, Kyle, today is Tuesday. Normally, that means we're going to be at the Mission Barbecue, right?
That's right.
Well, we're still going to be at the Mission Barbecue. It's just not going to be the one on West Waters. We're going to be at the grand opening, folks, of the brand new Mission Barbecue up there in Lutz. Yep, Lutz on State Route 54. Their mailing address is Lutz, and their just east of the toll road up there, the Veterans Expressway, the Suncoast Parkway, maybe a mile and a half on the left, the second traffic light, and you're looking right at them. They're right on the corner of a great big shopping plaza, and they're right there. Mission Barbecue. It'll be the grand opening event. We're going to be there today, and we're inviting anybody up in that area or anybody from this area that wants to come on over there and have a great, great lunch with the captain and get into some great conversation and whatnot to come up there and see us. I'll be there at 11 o'clock, and I'll be there till 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit later. Depends on what goes on, and it is the grand opening, so they're going to be giving away a lot of stuff there at Mission Barbecue, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. Grand openings are always a lot of fun. You know that, right, Kyle?
Well, of course, yeah, and the food is going to be spectacular.
Oh, my God, yeah, absolutely. And they'll be giving away samples of different things, too, so everybody gets a chance to find out what it is that they have there. And it's not just about barbecue beef and pork and chicken and whatnot. They've got plenty of other things. The turkey is to die for. That they have there. They smoke turkey. It's absolutely spectacular. They've got salmon. My goodness. They've got various steaks and meats and whatnot. They have those at different times. They might even have their big hamburger going again. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see what goes on, but they got a burger the second to nobody's. So there you go. All right. Well, Kyle, the mainstream media, once a powerhouse in trying to shape public opinion, is now confronting an era of losing their dominance, because in the latest twist, Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson are taking on Fox News and the GOP debate, and they've already made it such that I think they may have as many, if not more, visitors, viewers, then what's going to happen at the GOP debate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's real possible. You know, it's just that things really are changing. You know, in the way that people consume news and information and even entertainment. I think that's one of the reasons you even have this big strike going on, because people watch things on demand or they those kind of things. So that's part of what their issue is there. But
yep.
People get their news very different ways now too. Yeah.
And good morning, George the Godfather. Hope you're doing well. Hope you can join us today up there on State Route 54 in Lutz, because you're going to have a great time up there. Brand new place, and we'll only be there today because it's a little trip to take coming up from down below here, about 30 miles north of Tampa. But it's worth the ride. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time. One of the things that I have, the problem I have still with my left foot and ankle and leg, is it will swell up on me if I get on it and stay on it for a while. That's not necessarily what I need to do, having almost lost the foot at the ankle many years ago at the World Trade Center. And it just never quite came back from that. So it's a little bit sensitive, although I do have it under control. And one of the things that helps me is Relief Factor, because it takes away the inflammation, takes away the swelling, takes away any pain or discomfort that I'm in because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. And I'm telling you, it works for me, or you wouldn't be hearing me tell you about it. This will go right straight to the source of the pain, and it will lower or eliminate the pain you're in. Now, in some cases, it can't do a great job because maybe you've got arthritis and you're bone to bone on some of your joints and your vertebrae and your back and that sort of thing. That's a different story. For that, you probably need to be seeing someone to have that filled with that modern day foam and stuff they put in there. But it's 100% botanical, 100% drug free, by the way, and it's all natural. It's like taking a vitamin pill or whatever the problems are that you've got, because everything that's in it is good for you. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and for $19.95, you get the three-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the $19.95 three-week quick start, And after that, you have a choice of buying either by the month or by every 2 months or every 3 months. You've got three different size bags you can get. And the more you buy, the cheaper the unit price is, if that makes sense. You get a discount every time you step up and order the larger size. So there you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
There you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995. Go over there, give it a try, see what it'll do for you. All right. George is chiming in saying that he will be there today. Okay, George, look forward to seeing you at Mission Barbecue up there in Lutz on State Route 54, about a mile and a half east of the Suncoast Parkway, the expressway there, the toll road. And it's in a big, long, great big, long strip mall. Second traffic light, turn left and you're in their parking lot. It's that simple. Now, we just teased before we went to break, Kyle, that Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson are going to be taking on Fox and the mainstream media with this this interview that Trump has decided to do with Tucker. Now, a lot of people are taking bets, and a lot of people are saying that this might outdo the Fox debate. What do you think?
Well, it remains to be seen, but certainly Trump is doing that, I think, for one reason, and that is to, try to just, steal the limelight, basically, away from the debate. Trump, in recent times, right, called for the candidates to drop out of the race, basically. Mm-hmm. So I think he's trying to prove a point here. I don't know how much of a gamble it is. There's going to be a lot of people watching that. But it certainly does, unfortunately, point up some of the division there. So we'll see how that works.
Well, the Fox Network has told the Donald Trump campaign they will allow none of his voices in their spin room to spin anything about Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump's name will not be brought up inside the spin room, which is where all the candidates go to get the story out to the press that's in there.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to mention it, even if not a candidate, they'll say, well, this...
It'll be someone else, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. But it's interesting, of course, well, Donald Trump's not in the debate, so I don't know why he would have surrogates there.
His son's going to be there.
Well, and they would be there to have, like, a special spot to here's the Trump surrogate, or if he's wandering around, he's probably going to get interviewed just by happenstance.
Donald Trump Jr. will be there, and he'll probably be there with Kimberly Guilfoyle, just a guess on my part, and neither one of them can can be quiet for long. But Fox, if you remember right back in the beginning, backed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis early in the race, and the network gave him good coverage at first, but once his campaign started to flounder, its owner Rupert Murdoch personally then urged Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin to run against Trump. Now, the former president had been publicly hostile towards Fox, which he feels had been covering him unfavorably. So that's where the bad blood is.
Well, right. But hopefully, as we start this debate cycle now, there's going to be a lot more talking about what candidates want, what they can do, and what the American people want, and so forth. And hopefully, it'll start taking on a life of its own in terms of the discussion.
Well, he said on his social media site, Truth Social, that's his site, he said he will not do any primary debates because he's leading all the other Republican presidential candidates by wide margins. And yes, he is. He said his collaboration with Carlson is seen as an attack against Fox after the company inexplicably fired Carlson back in April. And he wasn't happy about that either. But I will tell you that I don't know. I guess it's going to be on Tucker Carlson's website the way they're going to do this. But not only are they going to have the interview, they're also going to have a podcast, which I think they're going to sell after the interview is done.
Oh, very interesting. I'm not familiar with that at this point, but I do know this. Of course, he will be criticized for not going to defend his record, his policies, his ideas, whatever it might be. And the Democrats will seize on this too. They'll say, well, if he can't sell it to the Democrat, or rather to the Republican candidates or the people watching the debate, what's going to happen in the general election?
Well, the 2024 election is unlike any other because the mainstream media no longer controls the political narrative. They just don't. What we're seeing now is a series of smaller outlets and even podcasts that are controlling the message, because these candidates are jumping onto podcasts and jumping onto Newsmax and One America News Now, the smaller networks that are working hard to, you know, stay with the big boys. As a matter of fact, Newsmax is the most successful of the smaller networks. They're chasing CNN for number two all the time, and a couple times they've gone by them in different time slots. So this could be another one of those times. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, right. Again, people consume news and they get their information in much different ways, even than they did 4 years ago, basically. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, things do change, and people are much more niched nowadays as to who they're listening to.
And there is a link on Newsmax to this radio show on their conservative talk page that they've got there, and there's a link to this show on there, so it's helped us grow, too.
That's really true, yeah, and we're proud of that. And and also, of course, there's, you know, in terms of national radio or big networks and so forth, that's a powerhouse to get messages out. But some voters aren't doing that. They are listening to people who they trust, in the sense that, oh, I like this person's podcast or I like this person's point of view. And so candidates are getting real savvy about that. Mm-hmm. Especially, I think RFK Jr. had been doing a lot of podcasts and sort of running around.
So is Ramaswamy.
Exactly. because when those changes occur, some candidates are less likely to adopt that change.
And speaking of Ramaswamy, apparently the strategy of Ron DeSantis is to go after Vivek, who is breathing fire right down the heels of Ron DeSantis, and to try to defend Trump to get him a little more support if he could. This is what the strategy seems to be for Ron DeSantis, and I'm not sure that's going to work either, because people know that he should have been not going after Donald Trump to begin with, even though I think Donald Trump probably overstepped it a little bit, you know, when he dove in there. But I get it. You know, Donald Trump is all about Donald Trump.
Well, right, and that's never going to change.
He demands unfeathered loyalty. I get that, too.
That's true. All right. As this debate starts up, we'll see.
All right, we'll hold that thought. Going to the bottom of the hour, and Kyle will be right back with me. We got a whole bunch of things coming up here, bottom of the hour, and then leading into the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I am watching the weather, because it's getting really interesting down there in Texas, a little bit more defined right now. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News update. Former President Trump's bond has been set at $200,000 in his Georgia election case. Trump's lawyers met with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office today to negotiate terms of his bond and release. He's expected to surrender to charges this week. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical system centered in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to bring rain and winds to South Texas.
That is forecast to become tropical storm strength by the time it reaches the southern coast of Texas tomorrow morning.
National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says the storm could bring up to 6 inches of rain to parts of South Texas. IRS and FBI officials are being subpoenaed by House Republicans as part of their investigation into the Hunter Biden tax case. Republicans say they believe the agents have information on a meeting last year attended by Special Counsel David Weiss and want them to answer questions before Congress. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Let me tell you about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They literally, no doubt about it, saved my left leg. That's number one, from having to be removed because of the problem I was having. That's number one. Number two, they also diagnosed correctly what the problem was I was having that almost killed me. And I'm not making that up. That's exactly the story. I literally was building up with a bunch of fluid that was going to drown me because it had gotten up into my lungs and was approaching my heart and caused my heart to stop. all of a sudden when you least expect it, and that was a great wake-up call for me. But the fact of the matter is the fact that I'd gone to other specialists and nobody could find out what the problem was, and they did. They correctly diagnosed it. They literally saved my life, and I will tell the world that one. I mean, that's how much I think about them and how good they are. So check them out. Call them if you must, 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Or check them out at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. They're in St. Petersburg, Florida. And if you're coming this way and you need to talk to somebody, get another opinion, they gladly help you out. Plus, they've got an office up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So they can help you out with that, too. All right, so let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, Congress is barreling towards a shutdown because the Freedom Caucus now is opposing the stopgap spending bill, and they've thrown a bunch of things in there that say we want this, 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 and this, or we ain't going along with your plan.
Well, among those are the border security measures.
Yep.
They want.
Yep.
They want to address the weaponization of government, and they also want to end the left's woke policies in the military. So some of these may be some pretty tall orders, depending on what exactly they're asking for, but certainly they're trying to make their case, or at least make their demands heard.
Okay, and we'll see how that all works out. Now, what do you think about the Biden administration very quietly has been selling unused pieces of Trump's border wall, which has been stored basically outdoors, not undercover, and trucks are coming in there in the middle of the night or during days and whatnot, and just picking up different things, and away they go?
Yeah, I seem to remember after Biden came into office that a lot of the material was just sort of, you know, not put away anywhere, but just out in the open, basically, where the construction had been going on, this kind of thing. And so you got a lot of steel and other elements, construction elements and so forth. And yeah, at that time they were saying, well, we'll probably just auction it off or get rid of it somehow. And of course that really made a lot of people's blood boil, because all this material had already been purchased, the money had already been spent, and now we're not going to build this wall anymore. So, you know, it just insult to injury.
Well, the stuff that my trucks dropped off years ago with George W. Bush, which was a different type of fence, were put in warehouses, and I think they're still there. That stuff is still there.
Yes, exactly. I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's another way of sort of thumbing their nose at the great many Americans who believe that you have to have some kind of practical issue or practical thing done at the border in order to try to stop illegal immigration as much as possible.
Now, New York and your great state of California has each lost $1 trillion each in assets as financial firms have fled south as fast as they could get out of your states and move south.
Yeah, that's right. We're going for $2 trillion. Okay, so you know, it's not a badge of honor. I guess it's kind of a competition, but all joking aside, you're right. Yeah, that when people leave, or businesses leave, or headquarters relocate, or these kinds of things, it takes a toll. That's for sure.
But you've got a governor who we believe is going to be wanting to be a presidential candidate. He's being very subtle about it, but I think he's going to want to be a presidential candidate, and I see that as being a big drawback for him.
Well, that's right, because you got to tell the story of modern California under his watch. Governor Newsom, of course, was in Los Angeles on Monday and talking there with the mayor Karen Bass and others. And so I think he wanted to be front and center for the very reason. Number one, obviously, it's the right place for the governor to be, any governor, regardless of party. But it's also something that I think he wants to show, hey, I'm taking charge of this disaster. I'm involved, because other politicians have made some pretty big blunders when it comes to things like this.
And as inflation and high taxes and lowering of services take effect in some of these big blue cities and big blue states around the countryside, that makes it even harder for the Democrats, Joe Biden, and even your California governor, to be able to come forward and say, look what I've done.
Well, precisely. And that's why they focus and laser beam in on issues like abortion, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They use those as masking techniques to say, well, let's talk about this because this is going to be the most important thing. Don't worry about the taxes and the stuff and the illegal immigration, et cetera, because we'll hone in on this. And they have a model of that already from the midterms, and I think they'll try to repeat it.
Well, you're probably right. Now, mortgage rates, and we've talked about this a lot, and last week we talked about it a little bit, but it's up back in the news again. Mortgage rates have hit their highest point since 2000.
Well, that's right. That's right. And last year, this time, 30-year fixed mortgages were about around 5.5%, right? And now the average rate is 7.48, I believe, in that mm-hmm. zone. And so that's right. I mean, this has a huge deleterious effect, right, on people saying, hey, I think I'll go buy I'll buy a house or even try to get in. What about first-time home buyers? Now, they're looking at these interest rates that are just sky high, and maybe their parents are saying, well, gee whiz, you know, we have, 3.5% or something, you know, some infinitesimal by comparison interest rate, and mm-hmm. it's hard for people to get in the game.
Now, it's hard to believe, folks, but in Austin, Texas, they are a blue city run by the Democrats, the progressives, and the communists, if you will. And the Austin Police Department is hundreds of officers short, as the defund the police movement was very strong there. And crime is now crippling their city. And the police union has warned, we just don't have the resources to deal with the crime that's in our city.
Well, I think Austin, if I'm not mistaken, you know, sort of has followed the path of, you know, of liberalization, this kind of thing, over time. And so when you have the defund police and you have all these issues, it's no surprise what's happening now. It's incredibly terrible to see this happening, obviously, because, you know, when the police can't have enough resources to even do their job and they're taking detectives off of crime scenes and putting them there to answer telephones or something, that's bad.
Yeah, exactly. And it's unfortunate for the people in Texas and Austin, because Texas is a great state. They got one city besides Houston that's ruining it for them. Houston's another blue city.
Well, right. So this is where things become purple, and to some degree, and this can happen when you have people that transplant out of blue cities or states that are failing. They go to somewhere, and then their politics follow them, and so that can be a big, big problem.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more Kyle Warren and myself with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And yep, we're going to take a look at where the rain has gone to. There's some rain starting to show up right now, in Texas, coming ashore with that system that's forcing its way on. And that's Harold. We've got Harold in the mix now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
a little Aerosmith bringing you in there. We got a lot of weather news, so I got to cut it a little bit short. I hate to do that because that's a really good song, and I like rocking to that one, Kyle.
Yeah, Aerosmith, absolutely.
Yep, and that was 2004 in Sunrise at the Sunrise Center. The Office Depot Center in Sunrise, Florida. Still there. Okay, tell us what's going on out west, because I got to tell folks about what's going to happen in South Texas right after you do.
All right, just real briefly, everybody, if you're in New Mexico right now, south of Socorro, there on I-25, you got rain coming across the road, south of Socorro, down towards a place called Truth or Consequences. You've also got rain up near a place called Datil, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Datil. And then, of course, coming if you're west of Albuquerque right now, near Grants or San Fidel on I-40, you've got rain coming across the interstate. Same story. This is going to be west of Phoenix on I-10 and I-8, just a little outside of Phoenix. You'll be running into some of the rain coming across. And then also, if you're between Kingman and Williams, you're also going to have rain there on I-40. So you definitely want to be careful with that. And continuing on from St. George up to about Beaver, you'll be having rain on the interstate there in a little bit near St. George and a little bit also north there near Beaver. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we're going to tell you about what was Tropical Depression 9 is now Tropical Storm Harold, closing in on the Mexican-Texas border and anywheres from Galveston on down to Harlingen and Brownsville. You're going to be inundated, and some of you already are, with a bunch of rain, lots of rain. Heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Harold is expected across South Texas through early Wednesday. It may produce areas of flash and urban flooding across portions of northern Coahuila and northern Nuevo León in Mexico. Flash flooding with the possible landslides also will be there in the mountainous terrain expected Tuesday and Wednesday. Coastal flooding is possible along the South Texas coast tonight through Tuesday evening. Tropical storm conditions, winds are gusting to 45 miles an hour with some stronger gusts, are expected in the warning area and are possible in the watch area beginning early Tuesday. This is the storm that was Tropical Depression number 9. It's now Tropical Storm Harold, became a tropical storm while we were on the air. Okay, now we're going to get back and pick up the heat, because in the United States, the central part of the U.S., it's all about how hot's it going to be today, and it's going to be really, really, really hot in some places. Like, for example, let's start with Wisconsin. Milwaukee on down to northern Illinois, you're going to have temperatures well over 100 degrees. You'll have temperatures in the southwestern and central side along the border with Minneapolis, up to just below Minneapolis with temperatures in the hundreds and then temperatures up above in the 90s. All of Iowa is inundated with 100-degree temperatures. All of Missouri, 100-degree temperatures. All of Arkansas, 100-degree temperatures. The northern part, north I-20 north in Louisiana, 100-degree temperatures. Texas, the Metroplex and on up I-30 and across I-20 and up I-35, all the way up into Sioux Falls, South Dakota, on 29 as well, coming out of Kansas City. You're going to have 100-plus degree weather, 90s elsewhere. Coming over into Kentucky, the western half of Kentucky, temperatures will be in the 90s, feels like it'll be in the 100s. Coming into Tennessee, temperatures in the 90s, feels like in the 100s. You got fog over to the east in the mountains over there. You've got a very hot session in store for West Virginia and the southeastern corner of Ohio today. Also up there along the Michigan border with the northwestern corner of Ohio to include Toledo. And also over towards South Bend, Indiana, you're going to have some 100-degree weather there. And coming down below, I-10 out of Mobile west all the way across to Pecos, you'll be in near 100-degree weather almost everywhere coming across. And then again, let's not forget that also in the panhandle of Florida, just for good measure, around Crestview over towards Pensacola, there's going to be 90-degree-plus temperatures, feels like 100 degrees as well. But again, this Tropical Storm Harold is going to be a big-time rainmaker
for South Texas, and the projected path has it going over right along the border, skirting the border, kind of like right up the Rio Grande Valley, if you will, all the way to El Paso. So I guess there'll be some more water in the Rio Grande River there, Kyle. And tell us real quick about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, don't forget, you want to check out the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. They're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. You can find out more about them, all the great amenities they have for our trucker friends, our traveling friends, and, of course, our RVing friends as well. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to go up above, pick up Denise Simon from founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience over there on Facebook. And I hear the wind machine going. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Now, I got to mention this because if I didn't, I would be remiss in what I have to do. Joe Biden felt everybody's pain yesterday, told them about the empathy that he had because he almost was burned and could have lost his life in a fire that destroyed his house. And there was lightning and there was wires burning and there was all of this and all of that. And all it was a fire on a damn stove.
Yeah, and it was out in 20 minutes.
That's right. What a liar. What a freaking liar.
Yes.
I hope the people in Hawaii understand. What do you think?
Well, even if it did happen, which it didn't, but even if it did, he made it about himself and not about the people of Maui. You know, it's shameful. And it's the same thing that he goes on and says that, you know, his son Bo died in Iraq, which he did not.
Nope.
You know, and he says that, you know, to the, you know, the victims' families, the surviving families of Afghanistan. So, I mean, he is a perpetual liar, and he steals valor. I mean, that's just where it is.
Well, he was also, a plagiarist and got into trouble for that years ago.
Oh, it goes on. Yeah, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, so it's all
and,
interrelated.
And, you know, the truth of the matter is Jill knows what the truth is, and she does nothing to stop it.
Yep, but she stands there to hold him up if he trips and stumbles.
Exactly.
Because I think that's what she was there for, because yesterday he kind of caught himself a couple times, and she was like right there to kind of just give him a little, you know, go this way, Joe. Oh, boy. I don't know. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. I call me old-fashioned if you want, but my father would be rolling over in his grave right now if I even remotely came close to what Joe Biden has been doing for years and years and years, and this comparison that he made. And again, nobody called him on it. Nobody.
Well, I mean, you know, Fox did, but I don't know about anybody else.
They got quieted, you know, Frenchie.
He's a habitual liar.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, yours truly. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour. Gonna take a break. Let your stations identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and we shall return with more. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.